Talk 7:78 a.m. 92.5 FM WVNN. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Happy New Year. We are still solid conservative and just plain right. And Miss Copper is running the board here in the new year. Hello, Copper.
Hello. Happy New Year.
Yeah, Happy New Year to you. Did you have a good one?
I did. It was chill, but that's good.
Got chill, is that a pun based on the snow? Hey, and I've got huge reverb. If you could get me to where I'm not hearing myself twice, that'd be awesome. Start off the new year. Just me by myself one time. Just me one time. Oh, we're back. We're there. That's good. Thank you, Copper. It was like I was having some kind of deja vu every second.
Oh, dear.
So that's good. Hey, yeah, so did you get some snow where you were?
Yes, like 6 inches. How about you?
No. As a matter of fact, I live just outside the border. On the high ground, they did. Low ground, no. Since I live on the low ground down by the water, no, I did not.
Wow.
But yeah, hey, getting ready for the new year here, coming in with a triple dipper, so go ahead and get that sound effect for me ready, Miss Copper. So yeah, I got some stuff late on today. I mean, as I resourced the show this morning and put it all together, and I've got something like 50 pages of resourcing ready to go, highlighted, all set to talk. I just kept finding themes, and I had to pick three, right? So I got to. It was a triple dipper. But man, I'll tell you what, it's a target-rich environment right now. Copper, hit that sound effect.
The Triple Dipper. Three stories you've got to know.
That's right, Triple Dipper. So here we go. Number one, social media hijinks. That's what I'm calling it. The whole first segment here after I do my monologue is going to be social media hijinks. Things are happening. And I went ahead and I stepped out of Twitter and I went ahead and signed up for the new one called Gitter, which is interesting. And I'll tell you about that in a little bit. But social media hijinks, they are up to some stuff right now. Tell you all about it here in a little bit. Number two, you can expect it. COVID madness continues. And when I say COVID madness, I'm talking about responses. Like, is there a plan? Apparently not, because everybody's doing something different. And I mean different. Like, hey, you tested positive. Come on back to work. It's okay. Other ones are saying, we're shutting down the schools. I mean, it's ridiculous. COVID madness continues. That's number two. Number three, as I went through it, I just thought, okay, they need to know this. They need to know that. You know what? I'm just going to tell them all what they said. Because over the weekend, a lot of things got said, y'all. A lot of things got said. So we had a whole section on what I call what they said. But listen, I got to thinking about it's a new year, right? It's a new year, and I want to make sure that you hear from me sort of how I want this show to be. I mean, how I've said all along I want it to be. And so if I had to give a title to what I'm about to say to you right now, it would be Ain't No Sense in Complaining, which I think was a line from a song by Bryan Adams back when I was in high school. And some of y'all are starting to sing it in your heads right now. But listen, let me just start off by making this analogy. So years ago, when I was a young lieutenant training at Fort Benning, Georgia, several of us kind of got sick and tired of being sick and tired, you know? Not necessarily of the training, the sweat, or the long hours, but more of the sour attitudes that began to develop as the infantry training shaped our every fiber. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. A bunch of Joes in boots and filled with testosterone can always find something to gripe about. Always. I mean, it becomes an art form, really. Complaining can be done on an epic scale when you're in that locker room type environment for a long period of time. Sometimes it's a hoot, man. I mean, this complaining can be downright hilarious. But sometimes, the sometimes gets old. And a group of us made a pact in my platoon that anyone caught openly complaining had to buy a round for the others in the group. And others began to take note, and it began to change some of the tone in our platoon. Our rule was we were allowed to make a statement of fact, but true complaining was not allowed. And it was a good move. Not always successful, but it was still a good move. Well, 6 months ago today, we kicked off Right Side Radio. I said up front when we did that my goal was not to become one of those shows that just sits around and complains. I mean, God knows I could. There's always something to complain about. I mean, as a conservative and a former elected Republican, I've got what I refer to as a target-rich environment right now for complaints. And even if Trump had won the election or COVID had burned out quick and the economy was booming, any of us could still find something to complain about if we chose to do so. And sometimes, I admit, I appear to choose to do so, just saying. But I hope that you've taken note that on this show, though, we will try to laugh, sometimes at ourselves, and that we'll tell you why the sun's going to rise tomorrow, and we'll take the time to point out the good with the bad. So 2021 is behind us. Praise God. And for many of us, that's a relief. But in a year filled with things that we could complain about, I've got to tell you that I've also seen some high points and some moments of brilliance and some people that are still out there doing the good deeds. I mean, I've seen some masterful grassroots efforts. You heard me talk about the parents in Mountain Brook who banded together and got critical race theory pulled out of their school district. It was awesome. Well, just this past Friday, after a year and a half of effort, I saw a group of citizens over in Etowah County who put together one of the best local grassroots efforts I have ever seen defeat a corporate giant who was intent upon building a horrible facility that would have destroyed property values and quality of life in a highly populated area. I mean, those local citizens banded together. They formed a full-on opposition. They had over 10,000 on their social media, t-shirts, signs, billboards, petitions all over the community. They filed lawsuits. They did interviews, and they would not take anything less than victory. And last week, it appears that the corporate giant and its allies and all nine of their high-paid attorneys bailed on the matter and pulled out. It was a great moment. It was just local heroes who realized they could sit around and complain or they could get busy. And I tell you what, just Google Gadsden Rendering Plant and you can read all about it. On a broader scale, let me tell you about another organization that I've admired for many years and the guy who heads it up, who I watched many times in the past year, just do some amazing stuff. Some of you are already familiar with Samaritan's Purse. It's the organization led by Franklin Graham, the son of the late Billy Graham. I remember when I was in Afghanistan, at the beginning of it all, there were NGOs, non-governmental organizations, that were beginning to do work in the war zone, but most of them seemed to hunker down in the safe areas, you know what I'm saying? But I ran across Samaritan's Purse staff in Mazar-e Sharif in early 2002, out there on their own, and just excited to be serving. And then, more locally, when tornadoes hit my state senate district here in Alabama in 2017 before I left office, and it caused significant loss of property, I was surprised to see Samaritan's Purse working in North Alabama. And in the midst of all the political turmoil of the past year, I have been so thankful for Franklin Graham, who has stayed true to his purpose that the gospel comes first, and yet he has also been willing the entire time to speak truth to power when liberals have stepped over the line. His takedown of liberals have been epic in their import and their impact and in their ability to set the matter straight in a professional manner. I appreciate that. And then there's another one right here on the home front that's still doing good work after 40 years. Some of you already know the story of Big Oak Ranch. I've had a personal relationship with many of the folks at the ranch for over two decades. A former standout football star in Alabama in the early 70s, a guy named John Croyle, turned away from a career in football because he had a calling to do something for kids who need a chance. And so with startup capital from folks like Bear Bryant and Pat Dye, John Croyle and his wife T started with one house and five kids. And now there's multiple ranches and ministries that for nearly 40 years have been changing the lives of kids from all over, one life at a time. Amazing work, godly principles, and just nugget it out on a daily basis because that's their calling. All said and done, my point is that the complaining doesn't do any good. Each one of those examples I just gave you and others like them, they saw a need which they could have just complained about or waited on somebody else to do something, but they didn't. They got in, feet first, neck deep, and they did things, and they have been making a difference. It's the doing of things that makes the difference, not the complaining. I'm going to make a commitment to you that I'm going to always endeavor to keep this show in such a manner that it's not just a three-hour gripe session. I mean, to be sure, I'm going to tell you statements of fact that I believe are worthy of note and tell you my thoughts on how to defend liberty and win elections and generally fight the fights worth having. But in the end, I don't want there to ever be a time that you don't tune in because, you know, oh, that guy Williams is always angry. All he does is gripe and belittle people. I don't want to be that guy, and I don't want to have that show. What was it General Mattis said? Be polite, be professional, and have a plan to kill everyone you meet. All right. I'm not saying that on this show per se, but I will take his point there and sort of translate it a little bit to radio. It is absolutely possible, in my opinion, to be firm, professional, and steadfast while also being considerate, helpful, and positive. Anybody can complain. Anybody can gripe. But in the end, it's the doers that find their way through the storms to the clear skies on the other side that really set the agenda. Ain't no use in complaining, my friends. So let's take 2022 as it comes and wear them out. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Well, all right. There you go. Happy New Year to you. We're going to be moving forward this year, taking it one day at a time. And you know what? Strategy says we'll probably plan ahead a little bit too. But I'm going to tell you right now, we're going to be solid conservative and just plain right in the middle of it. Educate, enlighten, empower, and entertain as we go. And I'm hoping you're going to enjoy the ride. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back.